Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
20110.
All right. Your first and last name, please.
Sultan Parviz.
All right. Let me make sure that I have the correct zip code. You said 20110?
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm not locating an account with your first and last name. Will you spell your last name for me?
Parvez.
All right. Thank you. That first letter is B, like boy.
Boy. P for plane.
Oh, P.
Parvez.
Okay. Thank you. All right, I've located this account. Please verify your shipping address.
Ma'am, I want to know which company is that? What do you do? Because I see two entries for my credit card, and I want to verify whether it is authentic or not.
Okay. I provide customer support for more than 100 companies, so once I'm able to verify that I've located the correct account, I'll be able to give you that information. I have... If you'll verify the numerical portion, I have Burlington Court. Please verify
that's
the house. Mm-hmm.
8597 Burlington Court, yeah.
Thank you, sir. All right, I've located this for the foot massager. It was a free welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Gadget Club. So you paid $11.90. A foot massager.
Huh?
Foot massager.
Uh-huh. That's $11.94, right?
Yes,
okay.
For the shipping and handling. It is for joining the Consumer Gadget Club that charged $54.97.
Why? Well, I never joined the Consumer Gadget Club because it came from Home Depot, not from anybody else. Cancel the membership. I'm not interested in your membership.
All right. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Give me 1 second.
That number is C as in cancel, 258-87-87. Yes, 4014.
14, okay.
Yes, sir. I have the account canceled. There'll be no further charges. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, but what about the charge of $50-something made on my account?
All right.
I am not authorized.
Yeah, sounds like there was a misunderstanding with our program details. I can offer you a 35% refund to that charge. And you should
No. We are not offering. Listen, you are not offering me charity or this thing. I'm not begging you for my charity. This is my money. I will complain to Home Depot.
Okay, yes,
right?
Sir. That we're not affiliated with Home Depot, or I don't provide
service
for Home Depot.
I got the supply from Home Depot. You were not in the picture.
Okay.
I want 100% refund.
Let me see what I'm able to do for you here. It looks like I can offer you a 50% refund, and you should get this.
Stop your bullshit business. I want a 100% refund, or I will complain to Home Depot that you are bullshitting and you are taking money out of my account.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, but 50% is all that I'm able to issue as a refund. All right.
But what for you are giving me 50% refund? This is my money. I never asked for the membership.
Now, this is a valid charge that may have been, those terms and conditions may have been overlooked, but it is in the terms and conditions.
That valid charge is only for $11.94 and not for this $54.97.
Yes, sir. If there was a way for me to help you, I definitely would.
I want my money back. That's it.
Yes, sir, I understand. So I'm able to issue a refund of $27.49.
No, what about the other refund of $27? You guys are thieves.
All right. Would you like me to apply this refund of 50%?
100%.
I'm sorry, I'm not able to issue a 100%
Talk to you, man.
refund.
No, just talk to your manager.
All right, you hang in there 1 second, please. All right, so I'm waiting for a transfer. Hold on 1 second,
Again.
please. All right, sir. So in just a second, I'm going to place you on hold. You may hear silence, maybe a music playing. I'll let you know right before I transfer you over.
Okay.
All right, yes, sir. So, thank you for calling customer support, and please remain on the line. You have a great day.
Where is your manager?
Yes, sir. I'm transferring you over now. All right. So hang in there 1 second. I'm going to transfer you over.
Okay.